إن الحمد لله والصلاة والسلام على أشرف الأنبياء وعلى آله وأصحابه ومن والاه وبعد، أعزائنا العلماء الكرام، my dear brothers and sisters, السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. There is a hadith where Nabi صلى الله عليه وسلم went to a group of Sahaba who were sitting in dhikr, and he asked them, what are you doing? So they said, Ya Rasulullah, we are engaged in the dhikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, we are remembering Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Rasulullah said, are you doing anything other than this? They said, no, we are not doing anything, we are only doing this. Then Rasulullah said to them, he said, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala ordered me to go and be with you. Now this is the honor, this is the barakah, this is the rahmah, this is the in'am of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, where he sent his Nabi in that particular case, and where we believe Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala sends those of his slaves who Allah loves, inshaAllah, those of him whom are among the awliya of Allah, we ask Allah to make them among his awliya, inshaAllah. And bismillah ta'ala, alhamdulillah, we had one already, Shaykh Walid, and yesterday Allah sent two more, Shaykh Muhammad Chappi and Shaykh Ahmad. So not only are we blessed with their company, but alhamdulillah, bismillah ta'ala, because my sound box went for repair, so Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala sent two sound boxes far superior to mine anyway. So we have had the pleasure of my beautiful recitation in Tahajjud and in Salatul Fajr, and inshallah we ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to preserve them and reward them in keeping with His Majesty and grace. We will have this for the duration of our course, inshallah. This is from the barakah of Allah. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to be pleased with all of you and to reward them for taking their time and trouble. I always wonder and think to myself, why does Allah do this? Certainly not for me, I am nobody. I'm sitting in the middle of a rainforest in Malaysia, and Allah is sending His chosen awliya, inshaAllah, to come and spend time with us. For what? Why? And Allah knows, these are not people where if you even ask them and pay them, they won't come. Allah sends, and they come by themselves. So each one of us, the reason I'm saying this is that each one of us needs to thank Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala jalla jalalu for blessing us with the company of good people, for blessing us with the opportunity to listen to the recitation of His kalam, for blessing us with the opportunity of understanding His kitab and understanding the ahadith of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. My brothers and sisters in Islam, we all know the famous hadith of the three people who were trapped in a cave, and a rock covered the entrance of the cave. And we know the dua that each of them made. It is a well-known hadith, all of you know this, so I don't have to repeat it. But the key point there is that each of them had this dua. They had done this action only to please Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And when the time came when they needed the help of Allah, they were able to make this dua and say, O Allah, I did this only for you. If you like this action, then help me today when there is no help except your help. My purpose today is to remind myself and you to ask ourselves a simple question. That question is, do you have such a dwara? I'm not asking you to tell me. I'm asking you to ask yourself, do you have a dwara like this? Have I done something only for the sake of Allah, which only Allah knows, which I hope and I am keeping to say that if and when a time comes when I need the help of Allah, then I will ask Allah with this wasila of this amal. This is among the jaiz forms of wasila. There are three forms of wasila which are jaiz. To ask the wasila of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala bi asma'i wa sifati, by his names and by his qualities. To make the wasila of an action like this something that we did only for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and to ask another brother to make dua for you. Somebody who is alive, not somebody in the grave. Somebody who is alive, say, yes, please make dua for me. This wasila, alhamdulillah, inshallah, is jais. So this wasila of our amal, what wasail have we created for ourselves? Because the reality of life, my brothers and sisters, is that even if no, may Allah protect you from all forms of masaib, inshallah. But even if no musibat comes on us, a day will come when we will face the biggest of the musibah, the biggest of the fitan, the biggest of the test, which is intiqal from this dunya to the next dunya. And that is the time about which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, فَلَوْلَا إِذَا بَلَغَتِ الْحُلْقُومِ وَأَنْتُمْ حِينَ إِذٍ تَنْظُرُونَ وَنَحْنُ أَقْرَبُ إِلَيْهِ مِنْكُمْ وَلَكِنْ لَا تُبْصِرُونَ. Allah said, when the breath is stuck in the throat and you are standing there and looking on and you cannot do anything. And at that time Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, we are closest to the slave, but you do not see us. And this dua, if it is not used before that, then it's definitely for that time. So what is this wasila that we are creating for ourselves? I don't want to take a long time. Fajr reminders are supposed to be short, so we keep them short, inshallah. And the purpose of this program, as I told you, is not for you to memorize anything, is not for you to study this or that kitab, is to look at ourselves, look at our own heart, look at our own life, look at our own actions, and create changes, measurable, clear changes in our lives, which would be good for us for this dunya and the akhirah, inshallah. That is the purpose. At the end of this whole program, as a result of all that you have heard and you will hear, if you go away from here and make one single change in your life, alhamdulillah, this is enough. But that change has to come. Without that change, it's a waste of time. We had a good time, come to a nice place, but that's it, holiday. And this is not a holiday. So I remind myself and you, let us ask ourselves this question and say, what is the wasila in my amal that I am creating? What is this action which I will do only for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala jalla jalaluhu, which I can use as a wasila in my dua when I need it, inshallah. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to make it easy for you to do that which is pleasing to Him. And we ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to save you from that which is not pleasing to Him. And we ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to be pleased with you and never to be displeased. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to bless all of you and to accept your du'as and to remove your difficulties and to fill your hearts and your lives with His barakah and with His nur, and make you close to Him and bring you close to Him and connect you with Himself, and to make your lives muzayyan with the sunnah of Muhammadur Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in every aspect of your life. And I ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala jalla jalaluhu amma nawaluhu to gather us all together under the shade of his throne on the day when there will be no shade except his shade. Wa sallallahu ala nabiyil kareem wa ala alihi wa sahbihi ajma'in bi rahmatika ya arhamar rahimin. Walhamdulillahi rabbil alameen.